This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series on In His Presence. Psalm 16:11, in His presence is fullness of joy. At His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. What a beautiful promise that we have fullness of joy in His presence. And at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. So heaven is such a wonderful place. Glory to God. Pleasures forevermore in His presence. And, you know, we've been looking at, you know, the aspects to walking in the presence of God. And the first one is this. For those of us who desire or aspire to walk in God's presence, we must understand that pride is no place. And secondly, we started looking at how fear has no hold. Because in His presence, fear has no hold whatsoever. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. And the NLV, perfect love expels all fear. And, you know, we know that if a student is expelled from school, he can't come back. And that's what love does. It drives out fear. It expels fear from our lives. And this is the beauty of walking in His presence. Psalm 41, verse 10, fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That is such a precious passage to me. Let's go back in time for a moment. It was probably 1993, probably about 31 years ago. And I was in college. I didn't have a lot of money back then. My mom and my dad used to give me some money every week to pay for the train, to buy some food. And that was it. I never understood all the young people who used to be out drinking and partying. I mean, some weeks I'd be just eating peanuts. But my 3 years in Dublin really changed my life. When I came to Dublin, I really connected with God's plan, God's calling on my life. It was when everything was stripped away. You know, the Bible talks about how Jacob was left alone in the book of Genesis. And it's really when I left my home and my family, everything that was familiar and all of the home comforts, home cooking and all these things, that I really encountered God during that time, during that season. I really studied the word like never before. I prayed and sought the face of God and did a lot of ministry on the streets, you know, sharing the gospel with people. And God just really got a hold of my life during that time in Dublin. And it was back then that I answered the call of God to be a preacher, even though, you know, I had no evidence whatsoever that it would happen. But I said yes to God. I said yes to the call. And I felt God's Holy Spirit leading me to build my faith and to stretch my faith. And so I'd kept £10 to pay for my train back to Kerry on Friday. And I needed to, because I was out of food. You know, I'd go home at the weekend, get some nice food, and it was wonderful. But, you know, I used to sometimes panic at the thought of being stuck in Dublin without money. And I remember I had just 10 euros and I was holding tightly onto it, man. I was walking through O'Connell Street and I was holding tightly onto my wallet inside my jacket. And I remember I passed a homeless woman and she was sitting on the ground, and I just felt the Holy Spirit prompt me to give her the money. And I remember fear gripped me for a moment, but I just decided to obey the Holy Spirit, and I gave her the money and I walked on. And it was the strangest feeling. Instead of having fear, I just had a sense of peace. And I just had that sense that I was now in God's hands, and that I was now entrusting myself to Him fully to look after me. And I'm not saying that's what anybody else would have to do, but God was just teaching me some principles that would stand to me. Because today I'm in a place where I have to believe for so many other things and on such a much bigger scale, but the principle remains the same. You're trusting a Heavenly Father who loves you, sees you, and God was teaching me to trust Him. And so I remember I walked away from O'Connell Street, and I remember the devil speaking to my mind, whispering, saying, "You're crazy. You're going to be stuck up here now without money, and you're going to go hungry. You won't be able to get back home." But I just had peace. I said, "Lord, I'm just trusting you. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to get me back home." And so I got up the next morning and, you know, had my breakfast and packed my bag. And I didn't have the money. I was hoping somebody might have come to the door at that stage. They hadn't. I had other people that I was staying with that I could have asked for money, but I knew that would have been unbelief, so I didn't. And so I just started walking towards the train station as normal. I was staying in Phibsborough, so it was a good half hour walk maybe or so, and just started walking. As I was walking along, I'd glance at the road every now and then just to see if there was money on the ground. Maybe God would send it that way. It didn't happen. And I got as far as Houston, and I didn't have any money for a ticket. So I kept walking. And I just put my thumb out, and a truck stopped and promptly told me I was on the wrong road, because I was on the road to Galway, which I didn't know. But thankfully, he was going to the Naas Road, which was the road to Kerry. And I didn't know my way around Dublin back then. I was just a kid. So he drops me over on the Naas Road. And I remember it was like five or six lanes, and I felt so small. But incidentally, the night before, and this is the point I wanted to get to, God gave me a promise, and it was Isaiah 41 and verse 10. And I wrote it on the back of a brown envelope. And it says here, "Fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, from your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who are incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing. And those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contend with you, those who war against you shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you." And I'd written that in the back of the envelope. And I remember when I got to the Naas Road, I started feeling fear come on me, thinking, Lord, I'm going to be stuck here for the weekend. Nobody's going to stop. And I just pull out my little brown envelope and read the scripture out loud and put my hand out again. And it was amazing. You know, somebody gave me a lift for like 5 miles down the road, and another person gave me a lift for another 10 or 20 miles, and another person, till eventually I got back home. At the normal time I would have got on a Friday off the train. I know somebody else might listen to that and think that's just so silly and such a small thing. But for me, it was a big thing, because for me, it was breaking out of my comfort zone, trusting God, and realizing that sometimes God doesn't do things in the way you might expect. But if you will trust him and if you will stand on his word, God will come true. And this is why, again, pride has no place. And secondly, fear has no hold. And something broke off me on that day by taking that simple step of faith, of letting go of what I was hanging on to and instead clinging to the promises of God. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. So whatever it is today, bring it to Jesus. Because when we run into God's presence, our enemies cannot follow us. Proverbs 18 verse 10, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe." Fear loses its grip over us the very moment we come into God's presence. And this is why God says again, "Fear not," in Isaiah 43 verse 1 and 2. And it says, "But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you." What a glorious promise, where the Lord declares, "Fear not, for I've redeemed you. I've called you by your name. You are mine." Did you know that God knows your name? That he knows you better than you know yourself? The Bible says he knew you before you were even born. It says he knit you together in your mother's womb. Jeremiah 1, before you were even born, God knew you, and he already had ordained you, called you to do what he's called you to do. And this is why, again, God says, "Fear not." And so we must understand that we are fireproof because we are God's property. Satan cannot mess with God's stuff, because again, in Isaiah 43, here in verse 1, God says, "You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you." So sometimes we will go through those flood waters. Sometimes we will go through those storms and those trials. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. And sometimes we have to walk through the fire. I mean, that's not something that any of us would necessarily choose. And yet, notwithstanding that, God says, when, not if, when. And at times our faith will be tested by the fire. But he says, when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. And so we've been chosen by God. We've been called by God. And therefore, when we recognize that we are his children, we can understand, firstly, pride is no place. And secondly, fear has no hold. I love that song. "I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God." And so, Lord, I just pray for every person listening today, Lord, you would set them free from fear. I take authority of every spirit of fear that's trying to dominate or control or oppress them. And I just pray, Lord, that you would set them free. Let them know they are loved. Let them know you're with them. In Jesus' wonderful name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. Shalom.